So here we are. This is Jan Stringer, and I'm here today with Cherie Valentine. And Cherie is a longtime Perfect customer of ours, but you know, like so many situations with other people that we seem to attract over the years, we fall in love with them. So it doesn't even sound right to say a Perfect customer anymore, more like a Perfect friend. So Cherie, thanks for being here with us today.
Oh, Jan, thank you for having me. It's all, I just love coming back and reconnecting and keeping this whole Stay Cat vision alive, helping you do that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So I thought it'd be really great if what we could do today is just kind of give your story a little bit about how you've used the Stay Cat training program that you've gone through with us, and you know, how you're applying it today, what you've used along the way, what was useful, and that sort of thing. So why don't we just get started with this? Tell us, you know, let's start with today. Tell us a little bit about your business now and the services and products that you offer.
Okay, well, my business now is I'm actually part of a natural medicine practice, which it's really kind of cool. So we have a naturopathic doctor who owns the practice, and we have different practitioners here who approach being alive and healthy in different ways. And I'm here as a relationship coach, an energy healer, and an EFT practitioner.
Awesome.
Yeah. So not only do I still get to serve all my perfect customers who are worldwide, because I do a lot of phone work and Skype work, and people, you know, find me just because I have been around for quite a while. I'm also tapping into more of a very local community space now as well. So rather, and so my work isn't all just based on distance work.
Right.
So I kind of even the balance, and I really like that. I really like the FaceTime, small group work.
Mm-hmm.
I offer a group workshop where we do EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, every week, and that's really growing. I teach classes on developing and advancing your intuition, on understanding how energy affects you. I have a program, Unlocking the Seven Layers of Your Inner Wisdom, where I combine the wisdom that our chakras hold and combine that with tapping and EFT. So I have a really full practice based on private clients and sessions of energy healing and also tapping, as well as classes that I do virtually and in my office. So I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, that's really great. And I related to what you said about doing some more local business. We've been actually spending the last year developing our local market as well, which was something we had not really pursued in quite a while since we were originally back in Houston. But now here we're in Santa Fe, New Mexico. There's a wonderful market of people here. So plus it's a lot more fun, like you said, to be in the face-to-face when we do so much business over the phone and Skype. That's great, but there's nothing like sitting for tea in the same room with somebody that you've connected with. So that's really, really neat. So
yeah.
I guess the next thing that I would wanted to bring in is that I know that you've gone through many, many of our programs, and you became certified as a strategic attraction coach. And I just wanted to see how the strategic attraction plan has been effective for you. How did it, you know, did you use it for yourself? Did you use it with other people? And how it might have made a difference for yourself and your business? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, gosh, yes, I'd love to. So the strategic attraction plan, I certified with you as a coach. And, of course, we were really learning how to develop the vision for a business, you know, for whoever perfect customers would be. And part of that is, you know, envisioning what your perfect life would be. So I really loved that the focus wasn't just specifically on the business, but really looked at the whole person.
Right.
So that really helped open me up. And I had been going through a divorce at the time that I came into the program. So I actually used the strategic attraction plan to create the vision for my perfect husband.
I remember that.
Yeah. And actually, I think I used the word partner for the longest time.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing because I remember that I wasn't quite ready yet to be in that place, but I think working on it was so helpful in
right.
clarifying for myself, like the life I was living.
Right.
And envisioning, and what was I missing, what made sense. So it put a lot of pieces in place for me.
Yep.
And I think it's actually helped lead me in a direction of rather than using the process so much to work with other business owners, but to really work with other men and women going through either divorce or struggling with dating and truly wanting to find a soulmate,
right.
but not able to do that and just, you know, the whole experience of what that was like for them. So it helped me create like a little bit of a focus for myself in my business.
Right.
And it also gave me some peace of mind because I do remember, Jan, going through the time where, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for the guy now. And being in angst, you know, a lot of angst about that. And one day, I still remember it as clear as day. I can see myself sitting in my bathroom, actually taking a shower, and like going through the crap in my head that we do to ourselves, you know, when things aren't where we want them to be. And all of a sudden, I go, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I have a strategic attraction plan about this. Wait a minute. I know who the perfect guy for me is. And I literally started to, like, out loud in the shower recite all of, you know, that what my vision was, what my plan was.
Right.
And laughing and thinking, oh, you know, it's all good. Like, you know, so whenever I would find myself in that space, I would really go to my plan. I really
yeah.
would and live it and work it and say it. And before I knew it, you know, you just, you know, your whole energy and your vibration of what's possible shifts for you because you're reminded of what, you know, when you put that time and energy and love into creating this,
that's right.
You know, and you work through the pieces maybe that need some healing so it can be real for you. It becomes, you know, it just becomes alive and it guides you.
Yeah.
And I really found that's what happened. And I totally, you know, met an amazing man. And
I know. That's one great outcome.
I couldn't have written him up better. Let's put it that way. You know, a lot of surprises there. But what's really funny, Jan, is when I was doing like another round of working with you with the process in an advanced training you were offering, and I realized in that moment that I was ready not first just to be partners in life, but to really be married, and like how important marriage really is to me,
right?
And what that meant. And I remember you and Alan saying, "Well, maybe you need to revise your plan," and I'm like, maybe I do. I think within like a month, Bert proposed.
Wow.
So
it seems like at the time, it seems like it happens really fast because we had just revised the plan. I always like have to remember when those things happened for me. In my relationship with Alan, how I had actually been preparing for it for a really long time.
Yeah. Absolutely. We do a lot of the prep work to get ready for that.
The other thing that comes to mind in what you're saying is that a lot of times, excuse me, that when people are focused on starting a business, let's say, or thinking I want to start a business or I want to build and expand a business, and then all this relationship kind of things start to take more attention from us. We think, oh, that's diverting me from my business, but that what I always say to people, and I think you're demonstrating this and what you've shared, is that sometimes the first step in building a great successful business is we got to get that relationship thing, you know, ironed out, so to speak. That is one of the most important steps in putting right relationships together first will produce right business later. And I think that your share really demonstrates that.
Yeah, and I think you were so great at always reminding me of that. And I remember there were times where I would be like, Jan, you know, because I would look at the business piece of it, and you would always remind me, but Cherie, you're living your plan. And for you, the relationship is an important component of that, but you're also honing your skills. I mean, you are living what you're teaching and what you're going to help people do, and that's all part of it. And you were so great at helping me see that.
Well, I only can help because that's been my process too. So, I mean, that's really the big learning lesson for me is seeing how the bumps along the road that came to me over the last 14 years that I've been doing this, all around relationships, seemed to be the one was my path of putting right relationships in place so that I could build and really live true to my purpose and my business. So yeah, so really great. So have you also had an experience of using the attraction planning process with your own clients then?
Oh yes. Oh my gosh. I used it for so long with so many clients in developing their attraction plan for their own relationships, and really including not just the right person for them, but really looking at who they are and creating their life vision. And what always amazed me is how limited sometimes we are in our thinking and what's possible. So what I really loved about using the plan for them was helping them to question and look at what's possible in a way that maybe you're not seeing. And
right.
I loved that piece of it. And
to even dream again. So a lot of I know I fell into that many, many times where I just lost my dreams, or I was disappointed, or they didn't go in the right direction that I thought they should. And then the attraction plan would help me see things in a new light, you know, have a possibility, a dream again.
Yeah. And what I really liked about it too, Jan, is that I found it was a really good platform to help people see where maybe they needed some healing.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know, when they couldn't really be in alignment with what they said they wanted, but they really wanted it. That was such an opportunity for growth.
Wow.
And release.
Mm-hmm.
And healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved having that opportunity to see where people were really maybe feeling stuck or limiting themselves, wanting to stretch and unable to, and then doing the healing work behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And the coaching to create in front of them and to work with those two side by side. I just love that.
Yeah. That I always saw that side of it too. It's not always the first thing I mention. people like you who've been very devoted to the process and have seen that as a side effect, and I have too. So
and I have used it, you know, in my own vision for my business and life as well. And it's quite interesting because looking back on. You know, I keep the first one I wrote, and then I have the copies, you know, when client tuning and working with them through the years. But one of the things that I remember that I had first written was a huge thing about collaboration and community. And I look back over the years and see how many projects I've collaborated on with other amazing coaches and healers and light leaders, and that I've been able to come back with you and reconnect with you. So that's just, to see how, like, that was a vision that I had that I've seen coming through the years. Mm-hmm. That I've, you know, being a speaker was really important to me. And I've spoken on so many of, like, the telephonic stages with some of, like, the top mm-hmm. speakers. Like, that is just amazing that
yeah.
I have been able, that I was able to create that vision and see it come to fruition.
Right.
The other day, just in one of my groups, the bunch of women were in here in my office, and they all said that you have created such a community for us to come together.
Mm.
Like, I just, like, almost started to cry because I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, this is all the vision,
right.
You know?
That's right.
And when I get out of my own way, it starts to unfold even faster.
That's right. That's right. I hear that one. So,
yeah.
Well, I always like to ask a little bit about the numbers to kind of give a little experience of how the SACAT training, particularly, or the attraction planning process, has helped you from a financial standpoint, you know, like maybe where you were before and where you are now, just anything that you could share with us about how you were financially impacted as a result of taking the training. Was it on the thumbs up side or the thumbs down side?
both.
Both.
Yes and. No, it was, you know, I think I went through a time where it was a little challenging for me financially on the business piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, it was amazing. So
right.
I think I kind of wasn't seeing the whole picture. You
know, in it for the business financial gain side right off the bat. You were more in it for your own personal development. Is that what you're pointing to?
Yeah, I was. And although that maybe the money wasn't coming in directly through the business, it was coming in. It was just
mm-hmm.
coming in another way. So
right,
the vision financially that I had has definitely been there right along. It's
mm-hmm.
just that I wasn't recognizing it because I was sort of tunnel vision on how I wanted it to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to realize and see it that way, then things shifted again for me.
Right.
But financially, it gave me such a focus on where I wanted to build a business, how I wanted to build it, how I wanted it to be, how I wanted it to fit into my life. And also to look at where was I in alignment with the numbers and where was I not.
Mm.
And I think that was the biggest gift for me, was that there were some numbers, I think, that I wasn't really making sense for me at the point in time that I was in my life. It was coming from a place of maybe fear in the past and needing to prove myself in ways that weren't really benefiting me at the time. So when I looked at my plan and what I'd written and got really clear about where was I in alignment and where was I not, and made some adjustments, then things really started to shift.
Mm-hmm.
But what I also saw for me financially was that there was some real deep work I needed to do around money.
Right.
And so that gave me some focus and guidance on the inner work I needed to do and the healing work I needed to do
right.
to, again, be in alignment with what I was saying I wanted
yeah.
in my strategic attraction plan. And once I did that,
yeah.
everything shifted.
Yeah, that really points to an important point you're making here, is that really a strategic attraction plan is just a strategy. It's just, you know, it's just part 1, 2, 3, 4, and now we've added a part 5. It's just a strategy, and it's words on a piece of paper. What really makes it live and produce results is just what you're talking about, is that it helped you to surface where you needed to do the work, whether it's, you know, around a relationship or around financial, you know, your relationship with money or your relationship with other people or just your relationship with yourself. And that's really, you've hit the nail on the top of the head with that one, because that's what I've seen people be, some people be successful, more successful than others, let's say, that have gone through our certification training, and that was the one difference, is that they did like you did. They let the plan surface. Oh, here's showing me where I need to go to work. And then they did that inner work. I did an interview with one of our other SACATs, Alan Davidson. He said exactly the same thing, is that it really helped him to catapult his business after he did you know, that inner work. And but he really highlighted that area of inner work as being really important too.
Yeah, it really truly is. And I think that, yeah, I love the way you said it. It's only as good as the words you've written down, but what makes it is the life you breathe into it, really.
Yeah.
And being willing to look at, well, you know what? I have created this strategy, and I have written this vision, and I believe in this vision.
Mm-hmm.
So where's it not? Where's it working? Where's it not? And what's going on that it isn't? So what do I need to do so I can change it?
That's
you
right.
know, and some of it was yeah. just being maybe more realistic, being more mm-hmm. honest with myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at what am I willing to do and what am I not willing to do?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. I
that
mean,
was
that
huge
whole,
for me.
That whole question, what's perfect for me and what's not? I mean, I'm still asking myself in adjusting my life, my business around that question.
Yeah. I mean, there is a direct correlation to some, you know, what you put into things and what you're going to get out of things. And also, what's real for you? Like, truly, what's real for me? Like, at some point, I realized that the numbers that I thought I wanted weren't real for me, and I wasn't willing to do what it would require of me. So then I had to get, well, what is real for me? Like, what am I willing to do? How many hours do I want to work? How do I want to structure this? Like, I really want balance in my life. I really want to enjoy time and. Mm-hmm. I was coming from a perspective of a workaholic. And so mm-hmm. I was trying to create a vision from that perspective. And when I got really real and honest with myself that, you know what, I'm not there. Like, that's not what's important to me anymore. I have a gift to share, and I totally want to be out there sharing it with this world, and I want to be doing it because I can't imagine not doing it.
Right.
And I also want, you know, to enjoy my family and time with my husband and, right. you know, to have just space in my life. That isn't all structured around, you know, work. And,
yeah.
and that's a process. Like, some of it, I think, is, and again, that's what I like it, because you get, you know, the questions that we ask and these sides, you know, it starts out so simple, but we can really take it to the depths that we need to take it when we're working our plan.
That's
and
right.
always evaluate and reevaluate. And it's just, you know, and what's true, what changes, what hasn't changed. And you start to really see for yourself. Who you are, and start getting more real about your own authenticity.
Yeah. Well said. So, well, thank you so much. You've really, really given us a lot of information that I think is going to be really useful for many, many people. And so it sounds like, if I were to make a wild guess, that you would recommend the program and our training to other companies or individuals. Yes?
I would highly recommend it. I really would, because it's such a valuable tool in your personal life. It's a valuable tool in building a business. It is something you can use in your business, share with others, make a business out of it, give you direction. There's so much that comes out of it. And then just the community that you'll form with the other people in your class and the space that you and Alan both hold, the level of support that you give and offer, it's amazing. It truly is. And I've done a lot of programs. And I have to tell you, you guys are still top-notch in my book.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that comes very highly regarded. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And that's the way
yeah.
we like it. we want people to have that same experience that you've mentioned, some of those beautiful qualities. So. Well, thank you, Sheree, and good luck with your business, and can't wait to hear what's next, because I know you'll be growing and expanding and taking on new territory all the time. So.
Oh, I know. There's something bubbling in birth. There's something bubbling right now. So.
Oh, okay. Now I'm curious. All right. We'll save that for another time.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
All right,
bye for now.
Bye-bye.